Welcome to the Moonbeaming Podcast. I'm Sarah Faith Gottesdiener, an artist, author, and intuitive. And together, we'll explore life through a creative and spiritual lens. You'll learn so much about mysticism, creativity, consciousness, depth psychology, business, and more. And you'll get to listen to conversations with luminaries that you won't hear anywhere else. With each episode, you'll receive insights, frameworks, inspiration, and tools to help you thrive and grow. Hi, welcome back to the show. I am coming back to my roots, coming back to the foundation of my work and my studio, the Moon Studio. I'm going to remind you in this episode about why the moon is important and why it can enhance your life and why do we call ourselves the Moon Studio. And we're going to give you some simple ways to think about it. Consider this a reintroduction. If you're new here, if you just started tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Sarah Faith Gottesdiener. I have run the Moon Studio since about 2013. We create courses, classes, education, support for artists, creatives, intuitives, care bears, helpers, highly sensitives, dreamers, anyone who is invested in rooting in their intuition and their integrity, really stepping into agency and power, and utilizing their gifts to make their life beautiful and to make the world a more beautiful place. And that's also what we're going to do in today's episode. So stay tuned for more on the moon. All right. You know what the moon is. We all know what the moon is. I don't have to tell you what it is. But I wanted to talk us through the metaphors of it, the way that I collaborate with it, how it functions astrologically, and how it can help all of us as intuitives and creators be more intentional and create the change that we want to see, while also helping us shapeshift, helping us change and grow and transform, because that's what I believe we are all here to do. So when I'm talking about the moon, I'm really talking about the holistic phase and orbit and process of the moon. The moon is really the gateway between heaven and earth. And if you're a metaphysician and or a creative, your ears probably perked up, because what we're in the business of doing is making the etheric material. What we're interested in doing as creatives, as channels, as intuitives, we're interested in being bridges. So we're gonna want to look at celestial gateways and bridges. And the moon is the closest to the earth. And because of that, it is kind of this portal and this filter to the cosmos. And it's also this reflection of the earth. One of my astrology teachers, Sam Reynolds, says that the moon is really like a stylus to the sky that takes the energy of the cosmos and the planets and filters it down through us in a way that we can really feel. I mean, I don't know about you, but these last lunar cycles, even I think it was starting, I'm recording this in October, really in July, that like new moon in Leo, it felt like a full moon to me. And that might have been because of where I was at, but it also could have been because it was opposing Pluto. You know, there's all of these other things happening in the sky. And so the flavor of each lunation is going to take on a different energy. So I think it's really fascinating to think of the moon as this bridge between the cosmic and the etheric and the more out there and the infinite and the tangible, the material, the way that we experience that energy and the way that we embody that energy in our lives. So that might have blown your mind, or that might have given you a different perspective, which is also this other way that we can think of the moon, is that of a different perspective. We know, all of us know, we learned it in like science class, probably in the second grade, that the moon does not give off its own light. It's a reflection of the sun. So automatically, we have this mirror. Automatically, we have this amazing reflection to ourselves, you know, like this idea that we don't see the world as it is, we see the world as we are. And when you have a lunar practice and you can really get in touch with the moon and you can really meditate with the moon, you can see what's going on in your perspective. You can see what you're thinking about or what you're feeling about. And this is the last couple of things to what the moon connects us to. And that is, you knew what I was going to say, feelings. Yes, nothing more than feelings. But here's the thing. We live in a world that loves to hate on feelings. We live in a world that is afraid of feelings, and we're really all being driven, not all of us, but many of us, even people who are in so-called power, are going off emotions. And so if we cannot learn to interpret our emotions, to help alchemize and process our emotions, and utilize our emotions in appropriate ways, not in destructive ways. And when I say emotions, I'm also talking about sensations. I'm also talking about our reactions to our emotions. I'm also talking to our instincts and our desires. I would like lump that all into the emotional camp. We're also talking about our impulses and our ability to break patterns, or our ability to get out of reactionary patterns and to not be so controlled by our emotions in negative ways, right? I believe that if we had emotional intelligence, you know, good old EQ, if it was taught, I mean, like some of us have it, but if we were more skillful at it from a young age, we would have so much more agency and we would be so much more powerful. Because think of this. She's gone a little off ramp. She's going to come back though. Don't you worry. Think of this. When was the last time you wanted to do something and you really wanted to do it, and then you started to do it, or you thought more about doing it, and sensations, emotions like doubt or fear or discomfort swept in, and then you didn't do it? How many times a day does that happen to you? I'm not trying to shame anyone. I'm just using that as an example. So emotional literacy would be being able to figure out where those emotions are coming from. What parts of us are those emotions coming from? How old are they? Are they our emotions? This is all work we do inside of the Moon Studio, by the way. We do all of this stuff. If you're like, wait, what is she talking about? You can just sign up for a class. Maybe I'll do the emotions class again. I really think we need it. You can sign up for a class, get on our newsletter, or hop on the Patreon. So that's like one example, is utilizing our emotions and our energy for good. And we're going back to the moon because the moon is water and we are mostly water. The moon controls the tides and the water reservoirs in the on the entire planet. This is scientific fact. So it controls all the water inside of us. And we know that emotions are linked to water. And maybe you have felt overly emotional at the time of a full moon. Or maybe you have felt inexplicable rage during a dark moon just before the new moon. That is your body tapping into the power of emotions and energy, which is what the moon is linked to. Exciting news. Many Moons, your guide to the best year ever, is almost here. We start shipping our annual spiritual guide and functional planner in the first week of November. I am happy to say that this edition is the best year's yet. With an updated design, upgraded materials, larger type, and even more space to write, Many Moons is your all-in-one 2026 guide, spellbook, and functional planner, helping to keep you on track with potent monthly overviews, tarot spreads, somehow eerily psychic reminders, and all the main astrological information that you need, and new moon and full moon essays, prompts, spells, rituals, and practices from myself and an incredible gathering of herbalists, somatic practitioners, astrologers, tarot readers, artists, creatives, poets, and more. This is a guide like no other. Keep track of your to-dos and tarot pulls. Use it as a way to come back to yourself, track your energy, your goals, your dreams, and magic. Get yours at moonstudio.co. That's moon-studio.co, and hop on our newsletter while you're at it for flash sales and the few discounts we'll be having throughout the autumn season. Now, the holistic part. What am I actually talking about when I'm talking about doing lunar work? Again, I created a course called Moon Mapping that gets into all of that. I'm not going to go into the details here, but I do want to leave you with this. This idea that everything is a practice and a process, and not everything, but so much life, let's just say, a decision is a process. Intuition is a process and a practice. Creativity is a process and a practice. And the moon speaks to this realm, this internal realm, because when I'm talking about the moon, I am talking about phases. I am talking about growth patterns and growth cycles that are nature. And part of what we're talking about when we're talking about the moon is we're really talking about the moon as metaphor. We're talking about the moon as the closest, fastest reflection that we have to nature. I get into that more in the class and all of that, but the moon is like a shorter run of growth and nature, the seasons of nature. They all sync up to the phases of the moon. The moon is also an anchor. It's always there, but it changes. And this is a really fundamental piece of lunar work. It's this mirror to our processes and where we are. Here's another metaphor so you can understand what I'm talking about. Do you have a movie that you watch every year or you come back to later in life, you know? And have you noticed it's different? Or have you noticed that you see different things, or you notice different things, or you notice a different line of dialogue that you didn't notice before? That's the moon. That's lunar work. It's a different perspective of a pattern, a theme, a topic, all of that. And think about how potent and important this is to our own growth, our own development, and our own healing. So that's the first thing I want you to think about. And now maybe you can understand why I named my business The Moon Studio, because I wanted to always be changing and growing and doing different things. And I wanted it to be anchored by intuition, spirituality, and creativity. Probably there's more too, but like, you can think about your process in that way. In astrology, I'm not an astrologer, I want to be really clear, and I think it's really great to say now, you don't have to be an astrologer to work with the planets, right? You can work with Venus as a human being. It exists, you know? You can work with Jupiter. You can work with the sun. You don't have to go to herbalism school to work with plants. I never went to herbalism school, and I work with plants. So I just want to say that is like, a lot of people think I'm an astrologer. I can speak the language of astrology. I'll never be a professional astrologer. I can read charts, all of that stuff. You know, I'm definitely fluent in it. And I'm not one. And we're not doing astrology at the Moon Studio. That's another thing. Like, I'm not saying we don't do it, but we kind of don't do it. Because for me, what I think is most important, what I think is a precursor to any modality, whether it's tarot or astrology or anything, is knowing your perspective and knowing your intuition and knowing what you think. So that's like what we're trying to do here. And once you have that, you can do anything. Once you know yourself, once you know your intuition, once you know why you think the way that you do, once you know your perspective, once you know your why, you can learn anything. And you can make it your own. I'm just bringing in astrology because that's most people's association, right? So astrologically, usually, the moon links to femininity. A lot of astrologers will link this up to the mother or to the prominent caretaker in your early life. It also speaks to your body, your subconscious, your intuition. And I never hear anyone talk about this, but it's also linked to making money. And it's also linked to like business and growth and all of that, which I have absolutely seen to be true. The moon and abundance work and money work, chef's kiss. It goes hand in hand. So astrologically, the moon takes these things into account. And depending on your sign and depending on what aspects you have, like how the other planets in the sky are talking to your moon, that might, from an astrological perspective, determine the kind of intuition you have. For example, I'm an air moon, and that often means that I access my intuition through writing and through speaking. Now, someone else might access their intuition another way. Obviously, we access our intuition in all different ways, and it's not linked to sign, you know, it's not linked necessarily to element, but those are just some things to get you thinking. And then, of course, with this mothering and parenting theme with the moon astrologically in the chart is often linked to how you need to be cared for by others, and most importantly, how you need to be cared for by yourself, like what you need, like what you need to see you clearly, and what your love language, so to speak, is. So you can think about all of that. You can reflect on that. And going back, this is this other reason why we called our studio the Moon Studio, is this idea of the moon being linked to subconscious and the body, because our subconscious often is what helps us create transformation, change, growth, and expansion. Or it's our subconscious and our body, aka our nervous system, that stops us from doing what we want, right? Because we don't feel safe. Safety is also this big lunar topic. And that's why we bring in capacity and nervous system work. And I gotta put together a subconscious reprogramming class for everybody. But we also talk about blocks, and we also do, like in our last intuition class, we talked about reprogramming our subconscious, which you can absolutely do. And if you want more, pick up our offerings, pick up the moon book, pick up Many Moons, take one of our courses to actually learn how to do it. We don't usually get into the hows on the podcast. I feel like the moon is one of the bigger archetypes of permission slips, because I believe that the moon gives us the permission to change, heal, grow, and shapeshift. We are not meant to stay the same. It is my, like, look at nature. Things grow, they die, they come back again. They're not the same, right? They go through changes. We know that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but it sure can transform. And so as the moon, like, goes around and around, but changes, you know, the light changes, the signs change, you know, every new moon in July is not the same, but it harkens back to the past. This, like, threshold, this, like, Hecate, this crossroads situation, right? It gives us permission to come back to ourselves, which is our inner anchors, and then grow and change and explore. And I love that. So I love that that's why we named our studio that, because it's like this archetype of exploration, change, growth, done in this, like, intimate, anchored, consistent way, which that's what a lot of us need. We need slow, consistent, habitual change led by the body, led by the subconscious, led by the intuition, led by our imagination and creativity. Now, we can end with the moon and magic. I wrote a whole book about it. I'm not going to repeat it here. But the moon helps us make magic. It completely changed my life. Like, I got so excited about how working in this way completely changed my life that I started teaching about it. And then I started writing about it. And then I started creating workbooks about it, because I was so excited about how much healing, how much growth, how much change, how much magic it made me and how it really helped my magical practice when I used it in the way that I teach. So I created this modality. It's called moon mapping. I started teaching about it. And really, that was like the basis of my business and my work for a really long time. And then I changed. I'm gonna keep changing. I decided to create a foundational course that you can utilize that's evergreen. It's dropping in November. Working with the moon is often the key to what is missing in your spiritual or your magical practice. And it's often the reason why what you're trying to do doesn't stick. Like maybe you'll get on some practice or you'll cast some spell and then something will change and something will work, but then it backfires or it's not sustainable or you kind of go back to the old habit and all of that. That was my experience. The other thing that working with the moon in the way that I map out for you is different is that we often want everything to change all at once, but we actually don't really want that because our nervous systems can't handle it, right? We have to go at a specific pace, and it's often helpful for us to follow the path of nature, which is what moon mapping does, in order to create change that doesn't freak us out, that doesn't scare us, that doesn't overwhelm us. Think about the very real situation of people winning the lottery, people who haven't had great wealth before. You know, it's the one that comes to mind. And then within a couple of years, they don't have any money anymore because they don't know how to steward it, or, you know, it's too much. That happens a lot for a lot of us. I don't want to shame any of us. It's because like we self-sabotage because we can't hold it. We can't hold the charge. Our nervous systems, our subconscious, like our emotions, all aspects of us are like not integrated enough to be able to hold it. And so that, along with subconscious programming, right, that we need to work on, that then like we drop the ball, or like we don't get back to the opportunity, or we get the opportunity, but we can't follow through and we can't follow up because our nervous system, there's stuff going on there. There's fear there. There's anxiety. There's trauma. There's like all this stuff that we talk about a lot at the Moon Studio. So the way that moon mapping works is it works at the speed of your nervous system, and it's very like bit by bit, pace by pace. So if you liked the episode I did a while back now, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, it was on rituals and routines for ADHD people. A lot of folks liked it. Thank you. I'm glad. I never know. I'm like, does anyone want to hear about what I eat? Like what? But apparently a lot of you do. So I'll keep on sharing those kinds of episodes too. Anyway, if you didn't listen to it and you're now intrigued, go listen to it in the next few days. But the moon is that. The lunar work is that, provides this anchor, and it allows us to change and grow where you're at and what you want because it's familiar. And you know, right now, I'm in a space of change and pivots. Are you as well? That's all I've been hearing about from folks. We're going to be doing our pivot class next year. Yes, yes, we are. This year, I was like, there's a meme where it's like, I'm so back. And then it's like, I'm going to have a crash out. And we're back again. For the vast majority, like the first 6 months of the year, I was doing amazing. I was doing so good. All of the healing work, the recovery work from long COVID was working. It really was working. And patrons, I put an episode in what I did to help my recovery process for you in the Patreon. So that's there. Everything was like going great. I feel like I did some of the best podcast episodes I've done in years. the courses and classes I was offering instead of the Moon Studio were like fire emoji. They were straight fire. They're the best I've created in years. I mean, it was like, I was like high on life and mommy is sober over here. I do not smoke weed or do any kind of high-efficacy drugs. Just, it was energy work and recovery work and, you know, all of this. The best part about all of it is I was doing it in all the ways I wanted to. I wanted to see if doing it in that way would work and then I could teach it, which is what I'm teaching in my marketing class now. And I'm so proud of all the curriculums I've been teaching and seeing the results in people's lives and their creative process and their intuition and everything. When I said I did it all in the way I wanted to, all the courses I taught were secret. Like, the public did not know about them. I did not tell you about them. I did some marketing magic and it worked and it was awesome. Secret portal business. You can go back and listen to that episode. I stated my intention. I did it and it was awesome. And unfortunately, as life's, this summer, I shared this with, again, like folks inside of the Moon Studio community. I think I shared a little on Substack. Things took a nosedive. I know why. I understand why. Long story long, and I think this is like important to mention in any kind of burnout recovery, any kind of illness recovery, any kind of TBI recovery, right? I thought because I was feeling so freaking good and had so much energy and was like, you know, spiraling upward, I thought I was back to so-called normal. And I essentially tried to schedule a so-called normal summer, like what Sarah used to do before she got freaking really sick. And then on top of that, there was some other stuff that happened in my personal life. And essentially, my lovely dormant, though apparently lying in wait, CPTSD took hold. And I was just not okay for a couple months. Instead of throwing in the towel and like staying stuck, I said, F that. One step forward, two steps back. Healing is not linear. We've got very real reasons, honey, of why you, you know, got a little bit low and things got a little unmanageable. Makes sense. Now you know that you're not quite 100%. Okay, no problem. And there is still a lot I want to do and focus on and shift and transform and heal and change and grow and all of it for the rest of the year. I'm not going to stop. I believe in me. My magic is real. I'm dusting myself off and I'm trying again. And I'm starting with the moon this time. I'm starting with the very protocol and the process I have taught for ages because it works. I know how adaptive and how powerful this process is and can be. I know how effective it is. I know how natural and organic it is. It is not scary and overwhelming. You don't have to be a witch. You don't have to consider yourself magical, intuitive, spiritual to use it. It's like very practical, honestly. And it's perfect for folks with ADHD, creatives, people with fluctuating energy cycles, and people who are busy. In fact, I created the Evergreen course for you because it's manageable. I'm trying to make what I do and how I teach much more manageable and much more simple. And that's why it's evergreen. And that's why it's also bite-sized. No lecture is going to be over 30 minutes. None of the practices I suggest to you are going to be over 20 minutes. Many of them are going to be 12 minutes or less because that's doable. Everyone has 20 minutes a day or 20 minutes four times a week to listen in, try a practice, a meditation. The beauty of the method is it requires you to check in with your various capacities, your desire, your intentions, and the very real constraints of your self-belief, time, and money, and fold that into your practice. So that you keep going, just like I talked about. Like, I wasn't going to let a couple of hellish, scary, no good, very bad months stop me from my overall process. And you're not going to do that either if you're listening. If you've had a couple of bad years, you're not going to do that. If you've had a couple of bad weeks, you're not going to do that because we're not defined by what happens to us. We define ourselves through how we act and what we do with what happens to us and what we do with our lives. That's really my MO moving forward. And I want to trust myself. So I'm going to do things that help me trust myself. And this helps you build confidence, self-trust, and it helps you listen to your intuition, which is pretty cool. It's almost like I thought a lot about this. And it's almost like I have so much experience with doing this. Do you run a business? Are you a service provider, therapist, teacher, or creator? Consider advertising on this podcast. Moonbeaming has a dedicated listenership of over 12,000 people, over a million downloads. Our people are kind, compassionate, deep thinkers, and they trust us, and they trust our suggestions. If you're interested, reach out to us at moonbeamingpodcast@gmail.com to discuss options, or scroll down to the link in the show notes for more. I think that the moon mapping course is really the first of its kind. It combines everything I've learned. You know, I'm a certified hypnotherapist. I'm level one somatic experiencing. I have a embodiment certification. I have graduate level depth psychology work. I have my own process, my own, you know, all of the modalities I've learned, created, channeled, because it's designed to get you moving and unstuck, moving towards your desires and the shape of your desires from an intuitive, capacity-driven place. And so if you commit to yourself and you commit to the practices and suggestions of what I'm going to put forth for you for 3 months, you got to do it for 3 months. You don't have to do it perfectly. We talk all about that in the course. That's what you'll need to start to see change in your life. I promise you. At the very, very least, your access to your intuition will be stronger. You will feel safer. Your connection with your body will be better. And you'll begin to understand yourself in a deeper way. And this includes your moods, your energy, your rhythms, all of it. You'll be able also to potentially figure out systems and practices and processes that work for you. So that's some of the foundations. I know you're like, wait, she really went there? I thought, what was like the moon? I thought she was just going to talk about my like moon sign. I thought she was just going to talk about my moon sign for 30 minutes. It's much deeper than that because it's about our body, our nervous system, our intuition. It's about how we bring our ideas into the world. To me, that's so much of what being successful is. For me, being successful is about staying within one's integrity, nurturing one's gifts, and being able to effectively express oneself and bring our gifts out into the world in the way that feels good to us. So, thanks for being here. Hopefully this gave you a lot to think about. I'm sending you so much love and have a great week. Moonbeaming is a Moon Studio production. It is edited by the wonderful Amelia Ruby at Softer Sounds, and theme music is by Melissa Caitlin Carter of Making Audio Magic. Hire them both for all your audio and podcast needs. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're always looking for aligned sponsors. So if you are a business or creative who'd like to sponsor an episode or two, reach out. If you love this podcast, please consider joining our membership to support it, sharing on social media, passing it along to friends, or leaving us a 5-star review. We'd appreciate it so much, and we appreciate you. Thanks for being here.